Welcome to Breakthrough Radio, a global business radio show where smarter strategies deliver breakthrough results by adding an entrepreneurial touch driving today's profits. Now, get ready for three powerful breakthrough segments with Michelle Price.
Welcome to Breakthrough Radio. This is Michelle Price, and I am coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today. On Breakthrough Radio, we are celebrating 5 years of talking about mastering the inner and outer game of business. Well, now we are going to hear from Don as he's going to teach us how do we know our value in the sales process. So guys, please join me as we welcome Don Cooper back to Breakthrough Radio. How are you doing today, Don?
I am terrific, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing good. I understand you're in New York. Tell us a little bit about that.
I am indeed. I came up to New York for a National Speakers Association lab on authorship and publishing.
Sounds like you are not only having a good time, but you're going to bring back a lot of really good information.
Exactly.
Well, help us understand, why is it a challenge for people to understand, know, or recognize our value in the sales process? What are we doing wrong?
Well, most entrepreneurs, most salespeople, most professionals that I talk with tend to undervalue their own products and services, in part because they don't understand what value really is, and part of it, they look at value from the wrong perspective. Too many of us view the value of our product or service based upon what we personally would pay for it. The problem is we're not necessarily ending like our buyers. Our customers have completely different skill sets, wants, needs, fears, values, and priorities than we have. So what might be worth $100 to us might be worth $1,000 to somebody else. What we might pay a lot for, somebody else might pay very little for. It all depends on who your buyer is. What's important to understand is that the seller never determines value. Value is always in the mind of the buyer. So any two given prospects might look at your product or your service, and one can say, wow, that's a bargain. The other would say, that's ridiculously expensive. I would never pay that. It has nothing to do with your product or your service. It has everything to do with that particular buyer. So when you're trying to figure out what the value of your product or your service is, think of your buyers. Who are your existing customers? What have they told you? What were the reasons they bought from you? What are the results you've created for them? And if you're trying to put a number on what your value is, look at the numbers your customers have generated. Does your product or your service result in an average 20% sales increase? Do you tend to drop costs by 30% for your clients? If it's not something that's easily calculable, say that. Let's say you make a battery backup charger for cell phones. Well, what's the value to somebody of that missed phone call because their battery is dead? That can be incalculable. Phrase your value in that way. What is it that your buyer is going to be getting as a result of buying your product or service? Think of the numbers your customers have achieved. If you don't know what they are, ask them. Call up and ask them what have been the results of using your product or your service. And that will help you to better appreciate and calculate that value. So just because you don't necessarily see a lot of value in what you sell doesn't mean your customers don't. You're not them. So look at everything in this value proposition from your customer's perspective. And when you're trying to articulate your value, use your customer's numbers, use your customer's stories. Say, we had a customer that worked with us, and as a result of our work with them, they saw their media increase by X amount. They saw their web traffic increase by Y percent. They saw their total revenues increase by however many dollars. Tell stories like that, and you will effectively communicate the potential value that you deliver to clients.
Did you see this morning, I'm curious, Don, and then I know you want to get back to all your peeps in New York. Did you see that Amazon and Twitter are working together on a hashtag that allows people to add things to their shopping cart?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, I was tweeting about that this morning. I think that's going to be a very interesting game changer and another reason why people need to be paying attention to how to use Twitter effectively.
I did notice that Amazon is raising the price of their Amazon Prime, and Netflix is also going to be raising their prices as well. And part of that is because both of those services have expanded what they do and what they enable their buyers to do. I'm going to be watching what the customer response is to those two price increases. I'd be willing to bet that there is zero drop-off in both of those services in terms of the number of buyers they have because the value they deliver has increased.
Well, I had to sit down and do the homework to make sure that that price increase on Amazon was really going to be beneficial for me because I shop, but not a whole lot. I'm not a big shopper. I use it mainly because I've found it more convenient than trying to hunt things down and go from location to location on a local basis. So I literally looked back through my past purchases for the year to make sure that shipping was going to work for me because as much as they have streaming video on there, it's still not quite enough for that to carry the ball all the way across the line for me. But Netflix, if they go up, I have a feeling there are going to be probably more people than Netflix anticipates dropping it because there are so many other ways for people to actually get streaming video now.
And see, this is a perfect example of what we're talking about. What is the value to any given person? And as you're figuring out your marketing, you need to have an idea of who is your ideal client. And your ideal client are the ones that value what you do the most. So as you're figuring out your sales and marketing plans, as you're trying to figure out your value proposition, keep in mind who your ideal client is because there's no point in deliberately going after those who don't value your product or service highly. Those are not going to be your ideal customers. You want to figure out who are those that value what you do the most, and those people are the ones you want to target.
You know, Don, you told us some really great things over the years on Breakthrough Radio about sales. And I have to admit, this is one of those moments where, yes, my hand is in the air. I'm getting to the point where I'm truly embodying that lesson. I'm understanding it enough where I recognize, okay, this is what the experience was like with the last customer that did love me, and this is what the experience was like with the last customer that didn't see the value, and I'm learning to be able to identify them better earlier.
That's perfect. I think that's what you want to do. Learn from each experience and figure out who are the ones that value you, what do they have in common. Create an ideal customer profile. And some of that you might not be able to tell until you actually talk with them. But as you're talking, figure out what do they value and what's important to them.
Well, I want to thank you for helping coach us every first Monday because it has just been extremely helpful.
You are very welcome, Michelle.